Welcome back, Caves and Prater, live from Albertson Stadium. This is Select Your Seat Day. You have another hour to come on down and get your 2016 season tickets lined out for Boise State football. But this is also Thursday at 5. Ask the AD with Kurt Apsey appropriately today with all this news, or maybe inappropriately. Kurt, thanks for coming aboard. You didn't have to go far to get here. We know that. And I guess that's one of the positives. But on the other hand, you got to deal with bad news, good news, and everything in between. I guess with us, that comes every Thursday.
You guys picked a heck of a day to show up.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah. So I know that the story has been told quite a bit, and the statements coming from both the president's office with Greg Hahn and the statement you put out about Derek Bowles earlier sort of outlines the obligations you have as an athletic director and as an employee of the university on what you can and can't say. Let's start with that so that, you know, I guess the fan has a clear understanding of where you guys are coming from when it comes to dealing with these kind of situations publicly, per se.
Well, I obviously can't comment too much on it. You know, students on campus in general, you know, have rights, and the university has to follow a process, and we've got to protect those rights. So there's just very little we can say when it comes to privacy of the students on campus, and that certainly is the case here.
Yeah, so in terms of the specifics of what may or may not have happened with each one of these people, we can't get into that. When it comes to the protocol of how this all comes together when somebody on campus, Kurt, has some kind of issue, for some fans, hearing this Title IX office may have thrown them. Like, what does Title IX office have to do with anything?
Yeah. Well, it's all a part of the process on campus. And you know, I think the one thing people need to realize is that this isn't just about student athletes. This is about students in general on campus. And there's a private process that the university goes through in all instances related to something like this. It's extremely confidential, and it stays that way. But it's not something that's done differently amongst different types of students on campus. So it's built in for the student body, and it's confidential. And you know, FERPA plays a big role in that. And so it's a federally mandated policy that we have to follow. And for the most part, I think our university has done a really good job of that.
I would agree. You guys have done it, from what I know. I don't know all the behind-the-scenes details. You guys have done a really good job. But when all of a sudden a couple of incidences like this happen, do you have to rally the troops again and remind them or have another conversation? Or how do you react to this with your coaches and your student-athletes?
You mean troops like within our department?
Yes.
Or just across campus?
No, you're okay. Within your department.
Well, this is a conversation that happens a lot. And not really necessarily because something happens. I mean, I can't even begin to explain the type of education that we provide for our coaches, our staff, all staff on campus, all of our student athletes. They go through all kinds of training. We have speakers come in. So it certainly doesn't happen because we're not educating, you know, the young people that come on our campus. And again, I'm not just talking about the student athletes. It's a student body in general.
Sure.
And, you know, these days, it just seems to be more public for whatever reason. And I'm sure that, you know, just the ability for people to communicate these days from a social media standpoint is something that we obviously have to realize. Confidentiality to me this today has changed dramatically from 10 years ago. And it's just, I don't want to say it's keeping a secret, but it's just really hard to keep things confidential.
The public side of this story, you're right, it's become more public than ever before. That's a good thing and a bad thing, I think. Do you guys look at it as a good thing in terms of applying pressure to make sure, I mean, if you guys handle it right, there's another school, whether it's Baylor or, you know, University A, B, C, D in whatever state, they don't get it. So is the public scrutiny good for college athletics, or is it starting to eat itself alive from inside out?
You know, I probably don't look at it like that. I think if you're going to question whether or not it's a bad or a good thing, to me, I think you're almost trying to hide it. And that is certainly not what we're trying to do here. It's a matter of us following a process from a legal standpoint and privacy and all those kinds of things. And so, if it can become public, yeah, do you maybe pay more attention to it? Yeah, probably. But that's not something that we just, you know, the switch turned on yesterday and we started caring more about it.
Sure.
I mean, we've been doing this ever since I've been here, and it's obviously ramped up because, you know, this is certainly not a challenge or a problem just at Boise State. I mean, this is nationwide, and it's something that I think is just becoming more public. And so we try to get ahead of it. Whether something has happened or not, I think the best way to do that is that when students come on any campus, that they're educated, that they have a good understanding of when and when they need to make a good decision, or they need to excuse themselves from a situation that maybe even has the perception of turning into something that's not going to be good. And I think we've done a good job of that on our campus and within our department. And our coaches take this very seriously. And so, you know, we didn't all of a sudden just go, oh man, we better, you know, pay closer attention to this. This is something we've been paying close attention to for a number of years.
So. Kurt Apsey's our guest. It's Ask the AD on a Thursday. Caves and Prater, we're live at Albertson Stadium. The Select Your Seat promotion on till 6 o'clock. If you're looking for Boise State season football tickets, this is the day to come in and either get better ones or get some. If you're a new season ticket holder, there's people on hand, cheerleaders, Buster Bronco, and everybody else, to make it a good experience for your family. Kurt, let's get back to the criminal side of this thing. Here we have this Title IX office where students are encouraged to go to. This process comes through. We're not seeing any criminal charges filed against any of these players, which confuses me, where I see, okay, well, what's the burden of proof then? Don't they work? You have an on-campus police. You have a Boise Police Department on campus. I mean, it seems like there's security all over. How do these two work in concert, or it sounds like they work separate?
Well, it's separate only probably in terms of confidentiality. I think that those groups of people that you mentioned work together when necessary. You know, I just, unfortunately, guys, I can't really get into this much. Criminal charges or no criminal charges. I just know that there's a process on campus. There's a plan when you go about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Boise State has done a really, really good job over the last 5 to 7 years of setting this up in place so that we're able to address these issues on campus in a confidential way and making sure that we're providing an outlet to all of our students. And that's important on this campus.
How difficult is this situation for coaches to deal with when they know they have athletes under investigation? There's a confidentiality agreement. I am assuming they can't even tell their teammates or anybody, and they're not proven guilty or innocent of anything, so they have to they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
But oftentimes they continue to practice and compete. How difficult is that? Is there a different protocol in those situations?
I think in some cases it's a case by case basis. It really depends on what has maybe happened. You know, there's a lot of times we've got examples from the past where coaches here have, you know, dismissed a player from the roster before anything's public. And a lot of times it doesn't even become public and people are going, well, why are those kids not a part of the team?
Mm-hmm.
Or why is that chemistry major not on campus anymore? And so, you know, for us, again, it comes back to not discussing it. It's not something that you can just have a casual conversation with someone about. We take that very seriously, and, you know, it is up to the coach at the end of the day, but depending on whatever it is that happens, you know, the more serious it gets, then I would say the more people on campus are involved in a coach deciding whether or not, you know, a kid is going to remain here at Boise State.
This question is never fun to ask, but I mentioned it earlier in the show, and I've counted up 12 incidences in the last year and a half of red flag football player issues, and I said that I think maybe, you know, I'm not questioning Coach Harsin's, you know, his policies. I'm not questioning his character. I'm not questioning how he does his job. But it seems like from the outside looking in, it's gotten a little sloppy. Mm-hmm. Is that a fair thing to say? You have to be concerned.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I'm concerned whether it's 12 or 1.
Okay.
Sloppy, I don't know, Mike, if that's the right word. What I can tell you is that our coaches know that the recruiting process is very important, and they do their homework and they do their research. We've talked about this in the past, bringing the type of individuals onto our campus that are not just good athletes, but they're good in the community, they're good citizens, they treat people with respect. We try to dig that all up before they come here, but, I mean, you never know. And maybe is this a run of bad luck, or is this missing something in the process, or are we not getting through to them, you know, the right way? Whatever it may be, I mean, you never know. What I do know is that when they're in the process of recruiting the kid, they do whatever they can do to be able to measure the character and the integrity of the kid that's coming in here. And, you know, sometimes some of these kids just make bad decisions, and you gotta live with them and continue to improve the process when they get here and educate them the right way so that when they are in situations, where they've gotta make a decision to either be involved or not be involved, that, you know, it's kinda like your kids. I used to always say that to my daughters. Hey, be careful who you going with out, you know, who you going out with tonight. Honey, just make good decisions. If you need me, I'll come pick you up. I mean, we do all those things, but they still happen. You know, and I think sometimes people, and I'm not defending anything that's happened up to this point, but we do have to remember that we're dealing with young people here, and young people make bad decisions. And like I said, I'm not even really talking about student athletes. I'm just talking about kids in general. You guys have them. I mean, I've been through it with my daughters, and you just hope that when the time comes where they've got to make the right decision, that they do that.